Today's show
Blog Talk Radio.
Low Media is sponsored in part by Credit Repair Education Services, celebrating 18 years of renewing, rebuilding, and restoring consumers' credit all over the nation. Check them out today. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Check them out today at youtube.com/TheMcGirt, facebook.com/CrestServices, at outlook.com is their email. Their office number is 910-813-8525. Their email is crestservices@outlook.com. If you know someone who has credit issues and need their credit restored, renewed, and rebuilt, you owe them a call today. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau.
Hi, this is Bob McGirt, host of the McGirt Show. We're on blogtalkradio.com/TheMcGirt, YouTube.com/TheMcGirt, Instagram, The McGirt Show, LinkedIn, Bobby Dale McGirt, Clubhouse, The McGirt Show. We are so happy to have with us today two awesome guests all the way from Fayetteville, North Carolina, Brother Alfred Payne, CEO and President of North Carolina Limo Group of Fayetteville, and Brother Charles Peoples of North Carolina Limo Group of Fayetteville, North Carolina. We welcome you both to the McGirt Show, and we are so happy that you guys stopped out of your schedule to be with us today. Kind of share with us a little bit about who you each you are, where you were born and raised and all that good stuff, and then we'll go into it from there.
So my name is Alfred Payne. I'm the CEO and President of North Carolina Limousine Group. I was born and raised in Queens, New York. I've been in the limousine industry now for 22 years. It was the first long-term employment that I was able to obtain out of high school, and it's kind of just been one of those things that's lasted out through the years. It was an industry that you might call bulletproof. It lived through 9/11, through the recession, pretty much every situation that you could think of, the limousine industry stood strong. And even during COVID, for those of us that were fortunate enough to be able to last, we're still here.
That's right. That's right. It lasted through COVID and all that stuff. Okay, we got Brother Charles Peeble of North Carolina Group of Fayetteville, North Carolina. Kind of tell us about yourself or introduce yourself to the listeners.
All right, I just want to thank you for having us here on the show. My name is Charles Peoples II. Originally, I was born from Fort Riley, Kansas. Throughout my life, I have lived at many different places. I've lived in Germany. I've also lived here in North Carolina. Being here, working in North Carolina, I have serviced a few hospitals, doing a lot of not EMT, but more so external transport from different facilities. At one point in time, I thought it was time for a career change. As my last name implies, Peoples, I enjoy working with people. I enjoy helping them get through different aspects of life. When I came across the NC Limo Group, I felt like this was a wonderful opportunity for me to be able to expand my horizons into more of something that would be a greater opportunity than myself. And since then, being employed with Mr. Payne, I haven't seen any other options out there that could give me what I have here. I'm grateful for the opportunity to work with him and work with many different clients all across the world.
You got to introduce yourself to the listeners.
Okay.
You're doing good.
But basically, I've served in the military. As I mentioned, I worked at the hospital. Now I'm currently working for NC Limo Group.
Awesome. That's awesome. I'm going to start with you this time, Brother Charles, since I started with Brother Alan Payne first. So we'll rotate it back and forth so that way it'll be a fair, equal start. What or who was it that inspired you to do what you currently do, career-wise or job, et cetera?
Well, basically, growing up, you know, as a teenager, you know, I've worked in different fields of opportunity where I've worked in the service field, you know, worked with helping. Basically, you know, even with it even showed with a lot of my friends and friendship, I always took care of my friends and wanted to see other people excel and be exactly where I was at. Over time, I've learned a lot to be where I've gotten to today. As far as mental development and to be honest with you, it's really kind of hard to start to really say where I've got to. I've had so many different influences. But what I can say is that it all really started for me with the very few friends that I had that I can still count today. They had a great influence on me growing up. And throughout the course of my life,
I tell you what I do, I'll go over to Mr. Payne, and we'll come back and pick you back up on that one. Give you a little more time. Mr. Payne, what or who would you say inspired you to do what you are currently doing career-wise, job-wise, or all of the above?
Well, there's a story that comes along with that. I was 18 years old.
Yeah.
18 years old, young and dumb. Didn't really know where my life was going. Originally, my plan was professional football. I got injured my senior year of high school and tore my ACL and lost about 98% of my scholarships at that point, which forced me to really take a look at my life and choose a different path. In that moment, spirituality was still important to me, and I was seeking guidance. I was in church one evening, and I left the service to go outside for a moment to grab a bite to eat. As I was walking back towards the church, there was a young woman who was stuck in the snow trying to get into her car. She'd locked her keys inside. She asked for help. It took about a minute and a half, and I helped her get into her car to retrieve her keys. Literally about 90 seconds for me to help break into the car. She said, thank you. I said, no problem. And I went to go back into the church. Church was exiting at that time, and her husband came to me, who happened to be the reverend that was preaching that evening. And he said, you know, thank you for helping my wife get into the car. But I got to be honest with you, that was too fast. I'm a little concerned about what you're doing with yourself. What are you doing? And at that moment, I told him, I'm not really doing anything at the moment. I don't know what I'm doing. And he said, meet me here tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. The next morning, I met him, and I walked into what would be my life's business. I walked into a limousine company, CLS Transportation, Brooklyn, New York. That day, I sat in the business for about 12 hours waiting for the boss to come, and he didn't come in that day. But, you know, the reverend said to me, his name's Joe Brickhouse. He said, come back tomorrow morning. He'll be in tomorrow. I came back the next morning at 6 a.m. About 3 hours later, the boss came in, called me upstairs. He said, Joe said, all right, go back downstairs. And that was the beginning of where we are today. Joe Brickhouse, the Reverend Dr. Joseph Brickhouse III, actually, pastor in Brooklyn of a church on 375 Fruit Avenue. He said, I'm going to teach you everything I know. And he did. Over the years that we worked together, he taught me everything that he knew about the limousine business. And to this day, he is still my mentor. what I learned throughout those years at CLS Transportation, I was able to transform that into the business that I operate today. All of those lessons over my 12 years with that company have allowed me to be operational for the last 10 here in North Carolina, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Atlanta, Chicago, Cleveland, and Los Angeles.
That's awesome. Now we'll let Mr. Peoples pick up where we left off. We were talking about who would you credit, give for a homage to that inspired you to do what you're doing now, career-wise or overall?
Well, I'll have to say that for me, it's been an experience of having different mentors throughout all my life. I can't really just credit one person. It would have to be a lot of people because at different points where I have worked and I have been in, you know, different turning points in my life, I've always had really good mentors to see me along the way. And that goes from, you know, from starting off as, you know, bagging groceries when I'm 16 to joining the military. From there, you know, I worked at a federal prison for a while. And then I also worked at a place called Targo Challenge for two classes, where also I helped mentor different cadets and so forth. Even then, I had a really good mentor in my walk with the company at that time. From there, you know, I worked at the hospital for almost 6 years. I had great knowledge of people all the way around me. So I learned a lot from each and every individual person. But as far as a mentor, I can say throughout all of them, I've had several, but one who really stands out to me, is a gentleman that used to work with me at Tar Heel Challenge, and his name is Mr. West. Believe it or not, working at that program, seeing a lot of what he did and how he interacted with the children and keeping that positive influence, getting them through the program, you know, it's something that I saw, you know, that I've taken qualities of and have incorporated with myself, especially, you know, growing up as one in life is trying to find who they are, their purpose, and so forth. You begin to see yourself doing different things, especially when God puts you in positions to where you function, and he's going to show you your talents, or you're going to see your talents through somebody else doing it, knowing that's where you need to be. So, you know, after learning through a lot of these situations, coming from there into where I am today has prepared me on many different levels, from meeting different people in different walks of life and through the fellowship within the company that we have here. I mean, I can't stress enough how very thankful that I am for having such, you know, a boss and, on top of that, a good friend. Those things matter. They make a very wonderful work environment. They also, especially when you have a very positive background and influence that goes along with it, all of those recipes help make a great success.
So true.
In whatever you're doing in your life. And for a lot of these reasons, coming into the business where I am today with the NC Lumber Group, I felt like I've got the right seasoning. He's put me into the oven to see what would come out. He's put me in the oven to see what would come out. And I like to believe it's been a very good process for both me and him. And the food came out just fine.
That's right.
That's it.
He was a baker.
That's it.
That's right. Right temperature, right everything.
That's it.
That is awesome. I'm going to throw this question to you, Mr. Payne, first. We always have a thing here on the McGirt Show Gold Meeting. We ask all our guests, what do you feel? And I know you have, all of us have more than one, but what would you feel be your lemon to lemonade moment that was, it came in your life to discourage you, stop you, block you, or destroy you, but you didn't let it do that. You turned that lemon into lemonade. What would it be? If you could name one. I know there's many, but that one time that you turned that lemon of life into lemonade for you.
For me, that major moment would be February 22nd, 2012. I was with the limousine company that I've been with, that I started with, and we came to a point where I was earning more than they were willing to pay. I was at the top of my salary. I'd been in every position in the company at that point. And for me, I guess unknowingly, I was at a point where I plateaued. There was no more growth for me there. And I think they saw a moment where they could get others to do the jobs that I was doing for significantly less. We just lost a large account, and in that moment, they started making cuts. I was laid off, and I just got the new apartment in New Jersey at a salary. The salary that I was at was able to afford that apartment easily, but unemployment could not do the same. And it put me in a position to where I had to make a change that would allow me to earn enough to continue to support my family in the way that we were used to. And that was the determination that started this company. In that moment, I found the strength to put together a long-lasting relationship in that industry from basically the leftovers of what was before. In that moment, I leveraged those relationships from the people that I met over the 12 years that I was there. I took my unemployment check and went out and bought a Lincoln Town Car. The next day, with that Lincoln Town Car, I then bought dispatch software. And my brother says to me, let's start a company. I said, great, let's start a company. After I made those purchases, he looked at me and he goes, what are you doing? And I'm like, living the dream. I go, right, let's do it then. And here we are 10 years later. Took that loss of losing my job and built a legacy.
All right. Turn that lemon into lemonade.
Not only for myself, but for anyone that I've been able to come across that was willing to share a drink with me.
That's right.
I've been fortunate enough to meet people in this line of work that, as Brother Charles has said, not only have become great colleagues, but great friends. I think it might have taken me 5 minutes to realize that Charles was a great fit.
Brother Charles, it's your turn. Forward that lemon to lemonade moment, even though it came in your life with a, it had a negative goal. When you turn that lemon of life into lemonade and you build off of it, and probably still building off of it.
Well, for me, I'll have to go back to around November of last year. Me and my family had, you know, we were getting into genealogy and we were kind of discovering ourselves and who we are and where we were coming from, which really started with my son, who had a class project basically, and I didn't have a lot of information during that time because, you know, as most families, a lot of them would, you know, take a lot of things to the grave and so forth, and we've had a lot of people who have already passed, so you know, when you're growing up, you don't really tend to care about a lot of those things because you're in the moment, you're having fun, you're enjoying yourself. I felt like I needed to leave some type of legacy behind.
ended up going to South Africa, where I was actually able to reunite on my mother's side with the Baharushi tribe. And it was the Bafokeng kingdom in Dizekon, which is in southern, well, northern Cape, but right below Botswana. I got a chance to reconnect with them, and we had such a very warm welcome. And from then, a lot of my mindset and meeting with the people, and, you know, I took them home with me when I came back. It's never really been the same since then. You know, from coming back and then going back to work, and around April, I ended up losing my job. And during that point in time, as a father and continuously building upon myself, I felt like it was really rough, and I didn't know what to do, where to go. You know, I prayed, I kept, you know, speaking with God, and I was asking, like, what am I going to do next? You know, you're going to do what you can as a father, and you're going to continue to press on. So I continued to do so for a few months. During that time, he definitely sustained us, and I was able to actually take up a few courses on learning about life insurance. So then I started to learn that while I was waiting for my next destination. And I felt it deep down. So he told me, you know, I got something for you, but you got to be patient. And you need to be obedient. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's coming to you. And I kept feeling this. I even had dreams about it. I told my wife. I jumped on, online, was searching. And one day, I actually came across NC Limo Group. When I came across that, I stopped right there. I said, something told me that this was the one. This was it right here. I said, I'm going to try it. Pray about it. I said, I'm going to give it to God, leave it in his hands. And, you know, my wife's like, okay, you know, this is what you want to do. I said, something different about this. So it wasn't about almost 2 weeks later, he called me in. We decided to sit down and meet. Asked me a couple of questions. I kept looking at him. And he looked so familiar. And I was like, you know, where have I seen this person? Where have I seen this person before? It was a wonderful school because I realized when I had worked at the hospital, this was a patient that I had helped, you know, assist to where he was going through the hospital line. And it blew my mind from there. We hit it off from day one. And from there, you know, in the beginning I was a little nervous, you know, working with, you know, in the industry, and because this was a new venue for me. You know, from military to federal correction to working with, you know, adolescent to working in the hospital. I mean, it's been, there's feel like a jack of all trades. But it's very hard to say sometimes where you've actually felt like you've been truly home. Since I've been working with him from late August, early September, that's all I felt. I felt like, you know, I could come to him and all with a lot of things, and I've been very gracious. But most importantly, I'm going to tell you, I thank God that I was able to have him, because not knowing what you're going to do, to being able to work in a field that you're familiar with as far as hospitality, but at the same time enjoy doing what you're doing, not a lot of people can say that. Even though, you know, people, we have aspiring dreams and stuff, you get a job, might not be the job you love at the time, so you keep moving up, you keep stepping up, you keep going through those steps and stuff. You go to college, you get debt, you know, you come out, you don't have that job you want right away. There's always things that you have to fall back on. It's not the education that fall back on your hands. But I'll say that, for me, the biggest aha moment would being able to come into this field where I am at and utilize the skills that I've been able to take with me throughout the years from the many different mentors, to a very wonderful gentleman that I'm working with today, and being able to say that I love what I do. And this is something that I plan to help expand with and see the company grow as well. It's all right.
Mr. Payne, I want to give this one to you first, and then we'll pick it up with Mr. Charles Peebles. What is on your celebration of life bucket list for future goals at this point?
For me, future goals is I want to be able to build this company longer than it's able to run